fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Fitter, Happier. Leavers Week has become somewhat of a rite of passage for Year 12 students in Western Australia as they gear up towards their end-of-year celebrations. Now's a great time to have that all-important conversation with your children about how to stay safe while having a good time, of course. Joining us today to talk about Leavers Week is John Heslop from the WA Department of Health. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Lawrence. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Thanks for being with us this morning. And to kick us off, how might leavers be different this year to any other?
So in the last couple of days, I expect most people will have seen recent announcements about the leavers entertainment zone at Dunsborough being back on the agenda. So that will go ahead as it has done in previous years. It'll look a little bit different. People may be aware there are new directions in relation to events. And now any event with more than 500 people needs to have a COVID event plan, particularly if they're a high-risk event. Leavers will be no exception to that. And so the planning group, including ourselves and St John Ambulance, WA Police, Hope Communities, Red Frogs and WA Country Health Service are working really closely together to put that plan together so that we can deliver a leavers that's really safe for the kids.
Absolutely. And how important is it for parents to be talking about their safety in the planning process for Leavers Week?
So, look, it's really, really important. And you know, different groups are out there talking to schools and talking to parents already about this. But it's really important for leavers to understand what their obligations are and what the risks might be and how best to protect themselves. And it's really important for parents to have an understanding of that and support their kids to do that. So, for example, parents should be talking to their kids just about some simple things, maintaining contact with each other, making sure they've got accommodation booked ahead in advance, making sure they've got enough money, making sure that they've got transport organised and that it's safe transport. Make sure that they download the free leavers app. That'll give them a whole lot of information around what's on, how to get from one place to another, a whole lot of tips on how to stay safe. And they'll get up-to-date notifications on all things related to leavers and different events. I guess from a health perspective, I'd really like to stress that young people have a really good understanding of the current pandemic environment and what actually, and really the importance of two things, if nothing else. One is social distancing, and the other is really good hand hygiene.
I'd say that's a pretty good start, especially coming out of the end of a pandemic. How can families get involved and prepare and consider COVID rather than just saying, you should go and wash your hands? Is there anything else that you'd like to add on?
So again, have those discussions about social distancing. Young people should be talking with their parents and playing out, if you like, how are they going to get out of a situation they're not comfortable with or they're not happy with. If someone's unwell, don't go to leavers. If you're not well, people shouldn't be going to work, people shouldn't be going to school, and similarly, people should not be going to leavers if they're unwell. So that's a key message, I think, that families should do. Physical distancing and hand hygiene, we've all become pretty used to that. But, you know, when you're having fun at leavers, don't forget that it's just as important there as it is anywhere else.
Absolutely. A few key messages there, and they're easy enough to get across. So hopefully people will be communicating those messages with their children and young people also. Before I let you go, John, what's the Department of Health's role in keeping leavers safe in this November?
So this November, like every other November for at least the last 12 years, the Department of Health operates in conjunction with St John Ambulance and Hope Communities, a fairly large medical response area, and that's attached to the entertainment zone in Dunsborough. We have about 50 to 70 volunteers and paid staff working in there, and we receive leavers who present there who are unwell for any reason. They may have been injured, and we look after those kids, we treat those kids. A big emphasis on that is to reduce the impact on the local hospitals and local services. And there's a whole lot of community services that provide outreach to the different accommodation providers and around the community, especially. And we're on board from day one. We've been planning leavers, and as we do every year, pretty much as soon as this year finishes, we'll start planning for next year. Primarily, our role in keeping leavers safe is, as I say, that provision of that medical zone that leavers can front up to for any reason, and we help them out, get them better, and make sure they have a really good, safe week. The other thing that we do is support St John Ambulance in an enhanced ambulance presence. So there's some additional ambulances available if there is an emergency. And I guess another message I'd like to give the kids is know when to call 000 for an ambulance. If someone's really unwell, don't wait off. You know, it's a good time to call 000.
A massive message there, of course. Safety is key, and the WA Department of Health playing a massive role in keeping all of these young people safe year in, year out. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning, John.
Thanks, Lawrence.
You're on the record on RTRFM 92.1.
That was the WA Department of Health, John Heslop there, talking all about this year's leavers, where young graduates from high school will be celebrating all around the state later in November, talking about health and the conversations you should be having with young people to make sure and ensure everybody is safe these upcoming celebrations.